Notes from the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. It is foolish to scold. 99 times out of 100, no man ever criticizes himself for anything, no matter how wrong he may be. Criticism is futile, incapable of producing any useful result, because it puts a man on the defensive and usually makes him strive to justify himself. Criticism is dangerous because it wounds a man's precious pride, hurts his sense of importance, and arouses his resentment. As a group, insane people are happier than you and I. Many enjoy being insane. They have solved their problems. They have found in a dream world of their own creation the feeling of importance, which they so deeply desired. Charles Schwab said, "I consider my ability to arouse enthusiasm among men the greatest asset I possess, and the way to develop the best that is in a man is by appreciation and encouragement. There is nothing else that so kills the ambitions of a man as criticisms from his superiors." If, for example, the waitress brings us mashed potatoes when we ordered French fries, let's say, "I'm sorry to trouble you, but I prefer French fries." She'll reply, "No trouble at all, and will be glad to do it, because you have shown respect for her." Little phrases such as, "I'm sorry to trouble you, would you be so kind as to, won't you please, would you mind, thank you." Little courtesies like that oil the cogs of the monotonous, dull, tedious, repetitious, lacking in variety and interest, grind of everyday life. In a nutshell, 6 ways to make people like you. Rule 1. Become genuinely interested in other people. Rule 2. Smile. Rule 3. Remember that a man's name is to him the sweetest and most important sound in the English language. Rule 4. Be a good listener. Encourage others to talk about themselves. If you talk, the other person has the advantage. If you listen, you have the advantage. Rule 5. Talk in terms of the other man's interest. Rule 6. Make the other person feel important, and do it sincerely. As wise old Benjamin Franklin used to say, if you argue, rankle, and contradict, you may achieve a victory sometimes. It will be an empty victory, because you will never get your opponent's goodwill. You may be right, dead right, as you speed along in your argument. As far as changing the other man's mind is concerned, you will probably be just as futile as if you were wrong. Wouldn't you like to have a magic phrase that would stop argument, eliminate ill feeling, create goodwill, and make the other person listen attentively? Begin by saying, "I don't blame you one bit for feeling as you do. If I were you, I would undoubtedly feel just as you do." 3/4 of the people you meet tomorrow are hungering and thirsting for sympathy. Give it to them, and they will love you. In a nutshell, 12 ways to win people to your way of thinking. Rule 1. The only way to get the best of an argument is to avoid it. Rule 2. Show respect for the other man's opinions. Never tell a man he is wrong. Rule 3. If you are wrong, admit it quickly and empathetically. Rule 4. Begin in a friendly way. Rule 5. Get the other person saying, "Yes, yes," immediately. Rule 6. Let the other man do a great deal of the talking. Rule 7. Let the other man feel that the idea is his. Rule 8. Try honestly to see all things from the other person's point of view. Rule 9. Be sympathetic with the other person's ideas and desires. Rule 10. Appeal to the nobler motives. Rule 11. Dramatize your ideas. Rule 12. Throw down a challenge. In a nutshell, 9 ways to change people without giving offense or arousing resentment. Rule 1. Begin with praise and honest appreciation. Rule 2. Call attention to people's mistakes indirectly. Rule 3. Talk about your own mistakes before criticizing the other person. Rule 4. Ask questions instead of giving direct orders. Rule 5. Let the other man save his face. Rule 6. Praise the slightest improvement and praise every improvement. Be hearty in your approbation, approval, and lavish, luxurious, in your praise. Rule 7. Give the other person a fine reputation to live up to. Rule 8. Use encouragement. Make the fault seem easy to correct. Rule 9. Make the other person happy about doing the things you suggest. In a nutshell, 7 rules for making your home life happier. Rule 1. Don't nag. Like the bite of the king cobra, it always destroys, always kills. Napoleon Bonaparte III was driven to to other intimates by the constant nagging, jealousy, and suspicion of his wife. The daughters of the wife of Count Leo Tolstoy knew that she had killed him with her constant complaining, her eternal criticisms, and her eternal nagging. She admitted she was the cause of Tolstoy's death. She was insane. The tragedy of Abraham Lincoln's life was his marriage. Mrs. Lincoln nagged and harassed the life out of him. She was always complaining, always criticizing her husband. Nothing about him was ever right. One morning, Mrs. Lincoln dashed a cup of hot coffee in Abe Lincoln's face in front of others. Abe sat there in humiliation and silence. Mrs. Lincoln eventually went insane. Rule 2, don't try to make your partner over. Success in marriage is much more than a matter of finding the right person. It's also a matter of being the right person. Rule 3, don't criticize. More than 50% of all marriages are failures. The reason is criticism, futile, incapable of producing any useful result, heartbreaking criticism. Rule 4, give honest appreciation. Tell your wife when her meal is tasty. Tell her all the time how beautiful she is in her outfit, no matter what. Rule 5, pay little attentions. Bring home flowers. Cook breakfast in bed. Remember her birthday and our anniversary. Rule 6, be courteous. Rule 7, read a good book on the sexual side of marriage. The secret. I promise myself to be strong, that nothing can disturb my peace of mind. I promise to talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person I meet. To make all my friends feel that there is something worthwhile in them. To look at the sunny side of everything and make my optimism come true. To think only of the best. To work only for the best, and to expect only the best. I promise myself to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as I am about my own, to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future, to wear a cheerful expression at all times and give a smile to every living creature I meet, to give so much time to improving myself that I have no time to criticize others. I promise myself to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. To think well of myself and to proclaim the fact to the world, not in loud words, but in great deeds. I promise myself to live in the faith that the whole world is on my side, so long as I am true to the best that is in me. Attitudes of wealth. Winning the money game. I am an excellent money manager. I always pay myself first. I put money into my financial freedom fund every day. My money works hard for me and makes me more and more money. I earn enough passive income to pay for my desired lifestyle. I am financially free. I work because I choose to, not because I have to. My part-time business is managing and investing my money and creating passive income streams. Attitudes of wealth. Winning the mind game. I create my life. I create the exact amount of my financial success. I play the money game to win. My intention is to create wealth and abundance. I admire and model rich and successful people. I believe money is important. Money is freedom and makes life more enjoyable. I get rich doing what I love. I deserve to be rich because I add value to other people's lives. I am a generous giver and an excellent receiver. I am truly grateful for all the money I have now. Lucrative opportunities always come my way. I am willing to constantly learn and grow. My capacity to earn, hold, and grow money expands day by day. Guerrilla business declarations. I produce an excellent working income. I create a massive passive income. I build the value and worth of my company. I systemize my business so it works without me. I choose to get paid for my value, not for my time. I start my business to sell my business and get rich. I focus primarily on marketing and sales. I keep revenue, profit, and cash flow high and expenses low. I love dealing with large amounts of money and the people who have it. I offer high ticket items or deal in high volume sales or both. I sell my value before I buy or create it. I only deliver the highest quality products and services, and from there, I constantly improve. I am a world-class expert in my business. I create an awesome team around me. I create long-term, win-win relationships. I love solving problems for people and getting rich doing it. Marketing declarations. I am in the marketing business offering XYZ. I can sell appropriately without being pushy. I love solving problems for people and telling them about my value every chance I get. I don't take rejections personally. I simply say, next. I am a brilliant marketing strategist. I clearly identify my target market. I am excellent at communicating my message quickly. I present my values image attractively. I am a dynamite copywriter. I create strong systems for both my front end and my back end. I market frequently and continuously to my database. I have an effective, formalized referral program. My continuity program is a huge moneymaker. I choose mediums that are perfectly suited to my target market. I am great at getting media and allowing it to work for me. I am a super internet marketer. I am one of the best marketers on the planet. I get rich and help thousands of people because of it. I have a billionaire mind. Trainer declarations. I have important knowledge and experience to share. I add value to people's lives. I am confident and charismatic. I am an excellent program designer. I am a powerful presenter. I earn a fortune teaching what I love. Train the Trainer 1 certification from Peak Potentials Training. This is to certify that on this day, the 27th day of April of the year 2006, Timothy Patton successfully completed the Train the Trainer 1 certification. Drink a lot of tea, make a lot of money. Teachers are leaders. Attitudes of a warrior. I am a warrior. I act in spite of fear. I am a warrior. I am willing to do whatever it takes. I am a warrior. I do everything at 100%. I am a warrior. I am willing to do what's hard. I am a warrior. I act in spite of my mood. I am a warrior. I am bigger than any obstacle. I am a warrior. I succeed in spite of anything. I am a warrior. I never give up. Ways of the warrior. I am a warrior. I create every moment of my life. I am a warrior. My choices create my reality. My response creates my outcome. There is no can't. I choose to or I choose not to. There is no try. I do or I do not do. I am true to my own heart. I speak my truth with compassion. I keep my commitments. My word is law. I approve of myself now. I don't have to please everybody. I don't take anything personally. I understand that how others judge me is about them, not about me. I look them in the eye. I tell them who I am. And if they don't like it, fuck them. Accessing your power. I say, thank you for sharing, cancel, or pass. I trust myself. I encourage myself with positive self-talk. I use a personal success motto. If they can do it, I can do it. I act as if I'm the world's greatest trainer. I embrace a challenge. I get ready. I fire. I aim. I focus on contributing to others. I ask for support. I stand strong. I feel strong. I am strong. I focus on my breath. I take one step at a time. I just frickin' do it. A warrior's creed. I have no parents. I make the heavens and earth my parents. I have no home. I make awareness my home. I have no life or death. I make the tides of breathing my life and death. I have no divine power. I make honesty my divine power. I have no means. I make understanding my means. I have no magic secrets. I make character my magic secret. I have no body. I make endurance my body. I have no eyes. I make the flash of lightning my eyes. I have no ears. I make sensibility my ears. I have no limbs. I make promptness my limbs. I have no strategy. I make unshadowed by thought my strategy. I have no designs. I make seizing opportunity by the forelock my design. I have no miracles. I make right action my miracles. I have no principles. I make adaptability to all circumstances my principles. I have no tactics. I make emptiness and fullness my tactics. I have no talents. I make ready wit my talent. I have no friends. I make my mind my friend. I have no enemy. I make carelessness my enemy. I have not armor. I make benevolence and purpose my armor. I have no castle. I make discipline my castle. I have no sword. I make absence of self my sword. Anonymous Samurai, 14th century. I do not choose to be common. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I want to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fall and to succeed. I refuse to barter incentive for a dole. I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the stale calm of utopia. I will not trade freedom for beneficence, nor my dignity for a handout. I will never cower before any master, nor bend to any threat. It is my heritage to stand erect, proud, and unafraid, to think and act for myself, enjoy the benefit of my creations, and to face the world boldly and say, "This I have done." Ways of the Wizard. I am the eye of the storm. I stay calm and centered, regardless of anything. I choose to live in my higher self. I live in the present, here and now. I go with the flow. Everything happens for a reason, and that reason is there to serve me. Shoulds do not exist for me. I accept and utilize what is. I trust myself. I trust the universe. I am comfortable with chaos, ambiguity, and the unknown. I accept the timing of the universe. I am emotionally detached. I have preferences, but no needs. I accept and receive miracles. Nothing is anything until I make it something. I am connected to everything, and everything is connected to me. I create clear intentions and commit to them. I focus on what I want, not on what I don't want. I always find or create a way. I correct and continue. I support others and allow others to support me. I succeed with elegance and joy. The Invitation. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for, and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you have been opened by life's betrayals, or have become shriveled and closed from the fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it or fade it or fix it. I want to know if you can be here with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes, without cautioning us to be careful, to be realistic, to remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you are telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself, if you can hear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul, if you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. The Laws of Thought. Thoughts are creative forces. Thoughts are magnetic and attract similar and like energies. The clearer your thoughts, the stronger your feelings, the stronger the attraction. You can choose your thoughts. Thoughts direct your attention, and your attention directs your life. Observe your thoughts. Choose them wisely. Bartman Business Institute. Be it known that Tim Patton, having successfully completed the course of study as prescribed by this institution, is hereby granted this diploma, in witness whereof, having been affixed by the signature of its executive officer, Bill Bartman. John, chapter 15:7. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 18. It is he that determines how wealthy you become. Life intentions. Become a billionaire. Become an energy trainer in front of thousands, changing lives. Own a 40,000 square foot home in Denver, Colorado, with wife on 10 to 30 acres of land. give $1 million to St. Luke's Catholic Church, have a passive income greater than or equal to $100,000 per month with a net worth greater than or equal to $36 billion. Buy Mama Jaguar. Have a team greater than or equal to 20 people helping you out at energy trainings. Be on top of a mountain in Montreal, Canada, celebrating. Have a brand new red Hummer limo. Travel the world to Australia, Germany, Mexico, Italy, Japan, Hawaii, Finland, etc. Meet the President of the U.S. Bring your closest friends in your new Boeing Jet 656, $45 million for a ride. Make a presence on TV, i.e. MTV, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox News Live, VH1, etc. Own 25 cars and 25 SUVs. Own 35 boats. Take your children, 3 to 6, traveling all over the world. Take your wife anywhere she wants to go in the world. Treat her like a goddess and a princess and do everything for her. When it happens, it happens. Those are my life intentions. I see my wallet crammed and jammed with notes of money, bulging with large notes of money, and it came in perfect ways. I may be an old dog. I am never too old to learn a new trick. You can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. Albert Einstein. A warrior expects nothing, although is prepared for anything. Nothing has meaning except the meaning I give it. Nothing is anything until I make it something. To a warrior, there's no such thing as excuses. You either have reasons or results. Over, under, around, or through. Whatever it takes, I will do. Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, which lead to results. A warrior succeeds in spite of anything. A warrior never gives up. If you never give up, you will have to succeed. There is nothing more intense than a warrior nearing the finish line. Comfort zone equals wealth zone. It's all in your head. You decide your own future. You will accomplish anything you set your mind to. Your success motto. I will accomplish anything I set my mind to. My success motto. You can do it. You could do it. You may do it. You will do it. When you inhale, you bring in energy. When you exhale, you relax. Events plus response equals outcome. I can't equals I choose not to. I'll try equals I'll fail before I even begin. Losers say I can't. People with mediocre lives say I'll try. Samurai, one who conquers oneself. I am a desert samurai. When a warrior gives his word, he'd rather die than go back on it. Your word is law. Action leads to results. Conditioning and approval make us do things not suited for ourselves. Self-approval is approving of yourself so you don't need others' approval. My wealth can only grow to the extent that I do. The faster you make money, the faster you are going to lose it. Take your time. The millionaire's formula. Find out what they want, go and get it, give it to them. The people that make the greatest amount of money are the ones who solve the greatest problems. If they knew you, they'd buy from you. The arousal of childlike behavior is the art of persuasion. Trust sustains a relationship forever. Where there's trust, there will be commitment. When you're talking to a group, walk around the room and talk. Don't pace back and forth on the stage. The most important thing that differentiates good speakers from the greatest speakers is the ability to pause. If I listen, I have the advantage. If I speak, others have the advantage. The best listeners ask the best questions so they can get the information they need to persuade. The Greatest Salesman in the World by Ogmandino. Best-selling book in personal growth. Go get it. The only dumb question is the one that isn't asked. If I have a problem, there's a good chance other people have that same problem. And if I can solve that problem, I'll become extremely rich and wealthy. When you look your best all the time, doors will open. I can do more. I was born to win. I am a billionaire. You are obligated to make as much money as you can and then give it to those who can't. A mind expanded will never contract to its original state. Don't ask, how much does it cost? Ask, how much will it make me? I am the most important person in the room. I like myself. I love my work. Successful people don't use the word failure. There's only feedback. Problems are gifts from God. The bigger the problem, the larger the gift He's trying to send you. Getting fired is God's way of telling you you're in the wrong place and you need to do something different. First thing to do is find out how other people have done it. You must begin to live as if your prayers are already answered. Success is right around the corner. Every great journey begins with the first step. Many were called, although few were chosen. My mind is the most powerful force on the face of the earth. When family or friends are negative around you in any way, ask them, what color sky is in your world? Never ask, can I do this? Always ask, how will I do this? I am financially free. We will live in the mountains in Colorado and ski the rest of our lives. I am an energy trainer in front of thousands. I am wealthy and everyone loves me more and more. Think before you speak. I am awesome. I declare my life is awesome. I say so, and that is why my life is awesome. I was chosen one out of 400 million sperm. When someone asks you a question, respond with a question. I am so happy and grateful. I love the fact that I'm here today. My family and friends, the shelter the Lord provides us, all the material things given to us, our car, our computer, our clothing, our Samsung TV, DVD, and soundbar, our entertainment center, our GPS, providing money to us continuously to make it comfortably, giving us cleaning jobs to keep the income coming in, giving us enough money to give back to the church weekly, 10%, the fact that Marion Gresk, Florence Hottie, Stanley Patton, Christy Newberry, Chet Price, Lottie Southard, Mills Crum, and Bill Brown, that their souls are all happy in heaven. The fact that I'm in such good health. I'm thankful for my arms, legs, hands, feet, internal organs, 5 senses, toes, and fingers. Every breath I take. The beautiful day provided to me today. Thank you for keeping us safe today. Thank you for keeping our family and friends safe. Thank you for our wonderful neighbors. I love my tungsten ring. I love the strong, fun, loving relationship I have with my wife and entire family. Thank you for bringing me in contact with everyone from the past, in the present, and in the future. People including T. Harv Eker, Rob Riopel, David Wood, Keith Cunningham, Les Brown, John Gray, Bob Proctor, Doug Ottersberg, Danny Walsh, Jim Rohn, Dennis Waitley, Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, Robert Allen, Patrick Snow, Tone Dog, Shiloh Schroeder, Shannon Evans, Susan Friedman, Cindy Johnson, Kimberly Martin, and Gary Roberts. Thank you for allowing me the time to get back into working out. Thank you for all the material things you give us. Our cell phone, our pots and pans, our groceries. Thank you for our wonderful parents, siblings, and other family members. Thank you for my Movado watch, my slippers, my new brakes on January 14th, 2012. Lifetime alignment, keeping my car working effectively and efficiently. I love the new tires. And now, my vision. I love our 40,000 square foot home in Denver, Colorado. I love our 3 20-foot deep pools on each side of our house. I love our 25 cars and 25 SUVs. I love our underground garage to hold these vehicles. I love our red Hummer limo. I love our Boeing Jet 656, 45 million. I love the fact that I'm a regular on Fox News Live and other TV shows. I love our 3 to 6 children. I love our 12 maids and 7 butlers. I love the fact that we can see mountains so close out back our house. I love our 35 yachts. I love giving our money to everyone in need. I love the fact that we have over $100,000 per month passive income. I love the fact that we have blue gates all around our house. I love all the video games, air hockey table, foosball, pool table, indoor soccer field, ping pong table, huge 60-inch television sets we have in our basement with a bar, comfortable sofas, chairs, etc. I love the fact that we are now billionaires with $36 billion by October 31st, 2014. Thank you for the ability to receive Netflix in the mail. I love the fact that we now own our own 3-bedroom, 2-bath home. I love the fact that I am now a motivational speaker, author, coach, consultant, and entrepreneur, inspiring others to become the best they can be. I am so thankful the book The Power has now come into my life. Thank you for the money from the Georgia Lotto that has come into our lives, greater than or equal to $30 million. Thank you for having T. Harv Eker call me and helping me achieve all of my promises by teaching me the tips and techniques he teaches on stage and showing me exactly how to do it.